Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. A dandy show planned for you today. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you'd like to get on board, the call is free. The advice today is almost guaranteed that is going to be priceless. I got the little twang thing going, Jim, because, well, I went to a country western concert the other night. I'm not a country and western guy. I love the music, but I don't follow it that much. I went to see Blake Shelton. Beautiful. Because all the girls love him. And it was a fantastic concert. I didn't know any songs except for when he came back to do his encore. And he did, yeah, you got to cut loose, foot loose, pick up your Sunday. You know, that song he did. He did a great job on it. And the guy's super talented with a phenomenal band. But I don't know any of his songs. It's really sad. So, guys, we have to play some country today to stay in theme. All right, you got that for me? Play a Blake Shelton tune or something. Play his most popular song, because I wouldn't know what it is. Anyway, with due respect to all music, I was impressed. I was really, really impressed. Anyway, welcome to the show. I want to talk about interest rates. There's an interest rate hike coming, as you all know. But the survey says, do people actually love annuities, but they're hesitant to buy? We'll talk to Lynn Rowe about that. But then Fidelity's done some surveys on financial planning. I'm going to go through this stuff with you. Lynn Rowe joining us. Sit back. Relax, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Okay, let's start with some of these Fidelity survey questions. See how you do with them. Given the current average life expectancy, if you want to retire at age 65, about how long would you need your retirement savings to last? Well, a lot of people start counting with their fingers. How long am I going to last? And a lot of people think they're going to, you know, cop out at age 80. Average life expectancy, Fidelity says, for a 65-year-old is 85 for men and 87 for ladies. So 22 years is a pretty good number. But it really, I mean, based on where you are today, your health, your family history, you want to plan for more. Remember, joint life expectancy is really what you have to look at, not just Jim Stewart's life expectancy. With as much as this guy drinks, who knows? He might not make it to 80.
But I'm out riding motorcycles.
You are not riding motorcycles. So besides, you've got 9 lives. You've only used up 8 of them. So you got one more shot. You need to think about a minimum of age 90 joint life expectancy. Because you could die at 80 or 85, your wife could die at 87, but you could still be alive and kicking, or vice versa. So you plan for 90. Remember, there's still a 25% chance that one or the other is still kicking at 97, and about a 10% chance one or the other make it over age 100. So only you can be the judge of how you plan for that. But that's why, you know, we discuss product diversification and stuff, which we'll talk about with Lynn when she gets here. Next, approximately how much did the average monthly Social Security check pay in 2016? Well, the answer to that I knew was $1,300 and change. But this all depends on your income. So we can't spend a lot of time on that because we have people that have, you know, been high income earners. And I think the maximum check is somewhere in the $2,500, $2,600 range at full retirement. But the average check is a lot of people take the money early, $1,300. We don't deal with averages here. We deal in specifics. You want specific answer to your specific question, you pick up the call or you a phone and call me and you email me. And the next one, about what percentage of your savings do many financial experts suggest you withdraw annually in retirement? I know this has been controversial. You know, it's normally 4 to 5%. I think if you go back to the Bill Benjamin study, it's 4.5 or 4.15%, something north of 4%, certainly less than 4.5 or 5%. But that number is somewhat flexible because a lot of it depends on spending post-retirement. You've heard me talk passionately about the fact that people don't increase their spending in retirement at the pace that many of these retirement calculators and Monte Carlo simulators suggest. So if you're calculating based on, you know, an inflation rate back in the 70s and early 80s that was like double digit, that number tends to be, you know, drive down the amount that you can withdraw in retirement. So that number you really need to go through with a financial advisor. Calculate in inflation, but calculating a rising inflation rate and rising health care costs with a decreasing spending rate. You know, I give you an example. My dad and I went to dinner last night. You know what we did? We shared a plate of lasagna for $13. All right, we also shared a glass of Chianti, because neither one of us drink that much, and he's not supposed to. Don't tell my sisters and my brother that I fed him a half a glass of Chianti, because they say he's not supposed to drink. Ah, it's got something with the medications. I don't know. I take him out every week, and we have a half a glass, and everything's fine. But that's just me.
I always thought Chianti was medicinal.
It is. For a Sicilian, are you
yeah,
kidding me?
You got to have
it's
it.
It's on the list, you know, with an aspirin a day, take your blood pressure meds, and a half a glass of Chianti. What do you think the single biggest expense for most people is in retirement? Well, a lot of people say healthcare, but it's really housing. But then again, this number is different. You see, everything is dependent on you. Last week, I think I mentioned that 60 to 70% of retirees have free and clear houses. So if you have a free and clear house, housing's the number one expense on the CPI E and the CPI U and the CPI W, whatever they calculate inflation spending post-retirement to be. On the CPI E, the so-called experimental CPI index, a lot of people call that elderly for elderly peoples. And housing is like 40 to 45% of the CPI. Well, once again, if your house is free and clear, it ain't going up in nearly as much in costs. Sure, you got to pay property taxes and maintenance and all that stuff. But that's a lot less than the way the CPI is generated, because they look at it as though you're renting to yourself. And then they apply 42% of the CPI to that. So again, be careful with these surveys and averages and what your advisor's telling you about inflation, because the numbers have to be personal to you. That's why I have Lynn Rowe standing by in the green room, because she's a certified financial planner. She deals with this stuff all the time. We'll pose these questions to her. Number five, about how much will a couple retiring at age 65 spend on out-of-pocket costs for health care over the course of their retirement? The 2016 Fidelity estimate, $260,000. Now, most of us pay that as part of our cash flow, right? Because you're paying Medicare costs out of your Social Security check, and then there's out-of-pocket costs, and you pay for a Medicare supplement. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff that Medicare doesn't cover. You're paying those out of pocket. Then there's health care costs and prescriptions and drugs and so forth. And over the course of a joint life expectancy, it's somewhere in the vicinity of $260,000. And that does not include the cost for long-term care. So it's clearly an issue, no doubt about it. And then the IQ test goes on. Roughly how much money do investment professionals estimate you should save by the time you retire? Fidelity's answer was 10 times, but once again, this depends on how much you're getting in Social Security, how much you have in pensions. Do you have a pension? Does the pension have a cost of living adjustment? This is why you need your own personal analysis. Your own personal analysis. And then the next one, over the past 35 years, how many years do you think the stock market has had positive annual returns? Ooh, I'm going to use that as a tease. Don't look it up on Wiki or whatever. I was going to say WikiLeaks because there's so much Wikipedia. Don't ask Julian Assange this, because what the heck does he know about the stock market? He knows a lot about the CIA, evidently, but I don't think he knows squat about the market.
Can't do it.
Over the past 35 years, how many years do you think the market has had positive annual returns? Ooh, let's see if Lynn Rowe knows this. She knows everything. We'll be back.
Jack, get back. Come on before we crack. Lose your blues. Everybody cut the loose.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
And the Queen of Solutions joins me now on the program, Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. Lynn, I've been going through this Fidelity survey. I know you had a little traffic problems getting here, so I don't think you heard everything.
Nope.
So can I give you a quiz? Would you be really upset at me if
I didn't study.
Stuck you?
All right.
Over the past 35 years, how many years do you think the stock market has had a positive annual return over the last 35 years? What do you think?
Percentage-wise or number-wise?
Either one.
Five.
5% of the time?
5%
Here's the correct answer. 5 years. Wow.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
The correct answer is 30 years. So here's what's interesting about that.
Okay.
So many people have been scared out of the market when the market dips or drops, but yet that is such a rare
occurrence. It's reactionary. Reactionary things don't, you know.
Here's what the correct answer is, 30.
Okay.
Historically, the U.S. stock market has gained about 7% annually. That's ex-dividend, by the way. It's actually more than that. So it's important for workers and retirees to invest some money in stocks for the potential to build up their savings. Only 8% of respondents answered that correctly. So there's not very many people in your company.
Well, and the key was some people should, you know, people should have some portion of their investments in the market, some portion.
That's exactly right. And even more critically is don't push the panic button when the market goes down, because usually you're going to find that the market goes down and then the market goes up. What's incredible is it's only been there have been some years, like 1987 is a good example, where the market got creamed. There was a 25% cut in the 87 crash. But when you looked at it from January through December, it was an up year. The market still enjoyed like a 4 or 5% return that year. So you kind of have to not look through the periscope, so to speak. You have to have your eyes wide open.
You know, recently I was talking with a couple doing this kind of planning, and Ray, we used the same strategy that you taught us many, many years ago, and that is you in the bumper crop years, you scrape off those extra winnings, you set them aside so that when the market dips, that's when you're going to put money back into the market.
Yeah, and you know what's really amazing about that is you don't really have to do it. Because the market does go up significantly more years than it goes down. But what that strategy did is it gave people a strategy. It gave them something to do, because doggone it, if you're not doing something, you get ants in your pants, and then you push the... Well, that's what's true. You know
it's true.
So that whole, we call it value averaging, the whole concept, what Lynn is alluding to here, isn't that this was such an ingenious concept that would make you more money. To the contrary, it would actually make you less money. But it makes you more money because it causes you to have a strategy in place to buy when things are low, when asset prices are low, and sell when they're high. And it makes you feel as if you're doing something really positive. Where in reality, if the market goes up 30 of 35 years, then and you ignored the downtrend in the markets, you're going to make more money by doing nothing. And, you know, I've had to have those conversations with people like you that have worked with me in the past, because they always say, well, yeah, but if they did nothing, they would have had more money than value averaging. Yes, but if they didn't do the value averaging, they would have listened to their emotions and sold out right after, you know, the 2008 debacle where the market went down 38% in 2008. And it kept going down until March of 2009. They would have said, yeah, first few months of 2009. They said, yes, see how smart I am. And then the market proceeded to come back with dividends reinvested about 300% over the last 8 years. And so here's the question, Lynn. How many of those smart people were smart enough to get back in?
I would say 5% again.
Yeah. Well, back in for the entire...
You know, people should have an advisor. That the advisor keeps them out of trouble.
The advisor does, but a lot of advisors fall victim
to the same stuff,
as you well know.
You didn't let us do that.
Okay, I want you to respond to this survey, Ms. Rowe.
Uh-oh.
Because we talk about advisors all the time. Survey says your clients love annuities... Once they own them. But are hesitant to buy them. Here's what we got from insurancenews.net.
That's a true statement.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Retirees and pre-retirees overwhelmingly want their financial advisors to present them with a palette of retirement income strategies, but few advisors actually do that. There's a brand new survey just out.
Mm-hmm.
Just out. Within hours of hitting the press. Will you respond to that, please?
Well, the thing is, you're looking for the perfect solution. There is no perfect solution. That's why you look at alternatives and you pick solutions, maybe a combination of solutions, one of which, of course, we know from years of experience that annuities give you that guaranteed income over a lifetime. And that's a huge part of solid financial planning.
Respond to this then.
Yes.
Consumers also believe financial advisors have a responsibility and a duty to present them with financial products that provide guaranteed lifetime income.
Amen to that. What can I say?
Do you think that if they don't do that, they're breaching their duty as an advisor?
I would say that's a strong way of putting it, but absolutely, I think that advisors should. And if they don't, then at least they ought to have some conversations with some supervisors.
9 in 10 respondents said financial advisors should present them with multiple retirement income strategies.
Yep.
In addition, 60% of respondents said advisors have a responsibility to present them with products that offer guaranteed benefits. This is all right out of this survey.
Interesting.
Yeah. Annuities, which, as you know, are sold by life insurance and retirement companies, are the only financial products that people cannot outlive. But then, of course, there's the hesitancy to actually act. What I have found is when you survey individuals that have purchased annuities, as an example, or have pensions, which are annuities, by the way, pensions and Social Security, it's all annuitized income. They love it.
Yeah.
Because they get their check every single month. They're covering their essential
peace
expenses.
Peace of mind.
But if they don't have it yet, they're very hesitant to move. And my contention is a lot of it has to do with the media's perception.
Thank you.
And the advertisements that you see on TV from a billionaire
who
is discouraging people from buying these things because he wants you to invest with him so that he can guarantee your lifetime income? No, he can't do that. He can't do that. So we'll finish this up on the other side. We'll also talk about the other part of this survey, the Fidelity 2016 numbers in on post-retirement healthcare spending of $260,000, not including long-term care, and people don't want to do planning.
Right.
People don't want to do planning. And that is why they will become very, very close to the ALPO folks when they are retired. Because they failed prior to retirement to do planning. Or Gainsburger. I want to give equal time. Jim, find us a ALPO or Gainsburger sponsor. All right? We'll be back with Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. Don't go away.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Mississippi Queen's got nothing on the Southern California Queen. Lynn Rose, certified financial planner. We're talking about positioning here and financial advice and financial advisors. And Lynn is a certified financial planner for many, many years. Highly trained, well trained, I might add. Thank you for joining me, Lynn. We call you the Solutions Queen.
That's right.
Because that's your job.
I'm all about solutions.
You have to figure out, based on the circumstances, how to solve problems.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, if you're so good at that, why don't you run for president? Because isn't that what Mr. Trump says he can do?
I don't think I want to go up against the Donald.
Oh, you don't want to go up against the massive media that's trying to take him down
too.
Either. Nonetheless, let's talk about solutions. So we've been discussing retirement planning, the survey from Fidelity, the fact that people in retirement aren't doing planning,
right.
The fact that there's misinformation on a lot of insurance-related products, even though the academic research says, yes, many, not all, but many people should do it. Now we're finding out people want you to, if nothing else, make certain recommendations or address those situations. Financial advisors are not buying it. Financial advisors, by and large, aren't doing it. This survey says only 28% of respondents said their advisor mentioned annuities with guaranteed lifetime income as a strategy. How can you do retirement planning and 72% of advisors not mention the only product that guarantees a lifetime income?
You want the list?
Well, let's not do that. I don't think we have enough time.
Okay, but I'll give you three.
Okay.
One is they work for a broker-dealer. Broker-dealers don't typically like annuities. They don't offer annuities. They don't understand annuities. They don't train their people in annuities. Two, the advisor doesn't understand anything about annuities. It's kind of a mystery to them. And what they learn is what they hear on the media. Don't. Three, there's no ongoing revenue to that representative from that annuity unless they wrap it.
Or the firm, for that matter.
Exactly.
Which might explain why they don't,
they
don't like it.
You know, it's the old adage, follow the money.
I think the regulators also get it wrong, too.
Oh, because the regulators are terrible.
They pretty much say, well, if you do this, and instead of getting paid 1% or 2% per year, you get paid 5% or 6% in an upfront commission.
And you're done at that point.
One and done.
Yeah.
That somehow you're breaching a fiduciary responsibility, despite the fact that money doesn't come off the top. This is a misconception.
Right.
If you put $100,000 into an annuity, it's not like putting $100,000 into a loaded mutual fund.
And then it goes down because they took the money off the top. The annuity, they don't do that.
They don't do that, and there's a big difference. Like, the guy on TV is really basing on variable annuities, which aren't fixed lifetime income annuities or index annuities, which are indeed fixed.
Yeah.
So anyway, not to beat the dead horse here, but I want to move on to the other part of the Fidelity survey and study, which said it's going to cost you $260,000 in post-retirement health care expenses, not including long-term care. Ms. Solutions, how are you dealing with that?
Well, two things. Excuse me. We need to stem off or head off at the pass the other problem, which is the long-term care, because if you add that into the equation, now you're down maybe $500,000, depending on how long the care is needed. So we need to head that off at the pass, and we need to insure it. You would not buy a huge building in New York that's generating revenue to you and not insure it. That's crazy. Well, do the same thing with your investments.
Are you calling me a huge building? I've
not
been called a lot of things.
Not at all. But the other thing you need to do is find a way to take that health cost down. And one of the ways you can do that, this is double duty dollars, is once you take care of the long-term care with some form of plan, an insurance plan or membership plan, some form of plan, then according to the study last year that we saw in conjunction with the study you just quoted, 14% reduction of those medical costs as a result of having long-term care insurance.
So $260,000 times 0.14 is another $30,000, $40,000
bucks. Yeah.
of free money you get.
Yep.
Because you have a long-term care policy, because it reduces the amount of long-term health care expenses. Why is that?
Because people, if they don't have a caregiver, for example, and maybe they're living alone and they fall, what's the first thing that happens? They push that little button and who comes out? An ambulance. An ambulance takes you to the hospital. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do have, say, somebody coming in, helping out with lunches and helping out, reminding you to take the meds and being there during the daytime, and that fall happens and they help you get up and you find that you're okay, you're not pushing that button.
Boy, you just brought up something else, because if I'm on Medicare and I push the little button, I've got out-of-pocket expenses, but it sounds to me like the taxpayers are paying.
I was going to say, it comes out of all of our pockets, yeah.
There you go. Lynn Rowe, listen, folks, this would be a great investment for you. We talk investments on this program from time to time. This may be one of the better ones. Pick up the phone and call Ms. Lynn, the solutions queen. 877-270-3127. 877-270-3127, or go online, iwantmyltc.net.
And if you want to talk about that guaranteed income, we can help. It's another
solution. Guaranteed income is something that if more people took advantage of, they would, and this is also academically proven, they would have a happier life and they would have a healthier life. Don't believe me? Look it up.
Less
stress. Go online. Do some research. Sure, a lot less stress. And what's the number one killer today?
Stress.
Yeah, exactly. I've been kind of stressed out lately myself. Can you provide a solution for that?
I'll call Jeannie this afternoon.
Can you provide a solution to me having to wake up at the crack of dawn now? I mean, really, in the wee dark hours, and it stays dark for a good long time.
Yeah.
You got a solution for that?
Melatonin is a good place to start.
Okay. She also is the pill lady. She carries around lots of pills. Hey, Lynn, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Ray.
877-270-3127 or iwantmyltc.net. Before you go, you had mentioned just briefly, you said, or membership programs.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Membership programs are wonderful because you don't have to go through all the qualifying with an insurance company. You actually join an organization, become a member, you buy hours of home care. And when you need that home care provider, licensed, bonded, vetted, trained caregiver comes out after a phone call. That's it. No paperwork.
Is that similar to this health company? I don't want to give the name out and give them a free commercial. But they say this is where you join a membership and you share in the health costs
it's
and
different.
All that stuff.
It's different.
So you're not like if you go in the hospital or something or need long-term care and a whole bunch of people have to go in at the same time, it's not like I get an assessment.
No.
Okay, because that's the way the health insurance.
That's exactly right.
Again, I don't sell health insurance.
Two questions they ask when you make the phone call. When do you want them there and for how long?
They don't ask.
They don't ask activities of daily living.
Seriously. So
they don't ask what your doctor said. Nothing.
So even if you can't perform all of the activities of daily living?
Even if you can perform, you mean. Yeah. If you want somebody to come play if you want somebody to come play pinochle with you, they'll show up. But I'll tell you what, you're the steward of your hours. So obviously you want to use them judiciously, you want to protect them, you want to use them when you need the care or when I got a call from a lady whose family's going out of town. She lives with her kids. They're going out of town for a couple weeks, and they feel better because they know that somebody's going to come in and fix meals and be there with her during the daytime and just, you know, check up.
It's fascinating stuff, and that's not insurance then.
No, it's not.
It's not insurance.
You join the organization by owning a membership. Membership, depending on the number of hours you want, certain price for that membership, you pay it every year. As long as you pay your membership dues, you're entitled to those hours.
Obviously, everybody has to do their own due diligence on that. You can get them the information before you make any decision, whether it's insurance or not. You want to make sure that you have all of the facts, and you can get them from Lynn at 877-270-3127. iwantmyltc.net. That actually could save a ton of money.
Oh, it's huge.
As you know, we have full-time 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It's not really care. My dad doesn't play pinochle, that's for sure.
But it's keeping an eye on them and being
medications and all that stuff.
Yeah. Take them for a walk.
We had a rough weekend with them this weekend, as a matter of fact. And thank God we had the people there.
Yes.
That could step in and help out. He had a fall. I mean, he's doing okay now, but that's what happens when you're 91. You know,
exactly.
This kind of stuff happens.
70% of the claims to the insurance companies at home are because of a fall.
Yeah.
So don't be fooled by the fact that mom's okay. She doesn't have any health problems. Don't be fooled by that.
All right. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
Lynn, we'll be back next week with more solutions. You too. Take care. When we come back, before we get the emails, we got an email segment up. I promised Jim Stewart that I would pay for his 2-week vacation. At least show him how he could pay for it. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579.
1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Run old Bo Cephas through a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
What? Yeah, is that Blake Shelton?
Work a digging in the dirt, gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid.
See, I can do that. I mean, come on. This guy's making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and I can talk about on the rain coming down. I can do that. I can sing that song. Man alive. I should have been a country star. I had to compete with McCartney against McCartney and Mick Jagger and all that stuff because, you know, they're a couple years older than me. And obviously, I did so well, I'm sitting here today.
Can't do it.
Welcome back, folks. I did go to see Blake Shelton, and I will tell you this. That was one fine concert just the other day. I would highly, highly recommend it. Okay, before we get to the emails... Jimmy Stewart, I told you I'm going to pay for your two-week vacation. At least give you $7,000 to $10,000 toward it. How's that?
I love it as long as you don't 1099 me.
Well, that's the best part of it because, you know, we're just now entering springtime. And what comes after spring? That would be summer, yes. And in summer times, most of us take vacations. Stewart likes to travel. He and his wife love to travel. They get a special deal on airline tickets. I don't know how, but, you know, maybe he's a air marshal. I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. But you can actually rent your house out. So what you do is here in San Diego, we've got, you know, the Del Mar Racetrack. And people from all over the world come to San Diego and Del Mar. Your house is what, 15, 20 minutes from Del Mar, max?
Yep.
So you rent your house out. How many bedrooms do you have?
Five.
Five bedrooms. You could get probably during racing season almost $1,000 a day. Let's just pretend that you get $1,000 a day, all right? Or maybe for the 14 days, people rent it for 2 weeks. You know, a lot of the highfalutin, you know, big cattle, no hat, or however that saying goes. Yeah. People fly into San Diego. They have horses. They're big gamblers, et cetera, et cetera. They'll give you 10 grand. 10 grand for 2 weeks. There's an exemption. They call it the master's exemption because if you have a home close to like Augusta National Golf Club, you could rent your house out. And there you may get $20,000, right? So Jim Stewart's going to rent his house out for $10,000. There's 10 grand I just got you.
And that number in San Diego is 85.
The fact of the matter is, it's all tax-free, Jim. Your favorite thing to do. Get tax-free income. You can turn your home. I mean, you're going to take a vacation anyway. So, and I know somebody could come in and destroy the house, and you'd have insurance and all that stuff. Price it in. But, well, how cool would that be? How cool? You know, years ago, I took my entire family to Hawaii, and I went to one of the big-time Grand Wailea-like hotels. It was $900 a night over Christmas. They jacked the room rates up. And, you know, we were sharing rooms. Some of those were mini suites and all that. But $900 a night? I could have rented a house in Maui cheaper. So I want you to think about that because now's the time that you start looking, right? It's vacation time coming up in a few months. Now's the time you start looking. You put your ads in, I don't know, Airbnb. I don't know much about that stuff. You can do your own research on that. And of course, you want to really get a good security deposit and do your due diligence on who you bring in. But if you rented your house out, and if you live, you know, in a place near a golf course or one of the big golf tournaments, the Masters, like I said, or others, this could be an absolute bonanza for you. And if you rent out your home for 14 days or less, what you earn is totally tax free. Look it up. It's for real. There you go, Jim.
I'm going to do it. I'll throw in the wife and the two dogs.
You're going to throw in the wife and the two dogs? I hope she's not listening.
No, I mean just for, you know,
cooking.
Oh,
you mean
and stuff.
Like for
yeah,
cooking?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
bed and breakfast.
Yeah,
type
exactly.
Thing. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Oh, Lord.
Get
it, boys. I think you better rescue me and get to the emails here. lovely Rita, Mita Maid, my mother's name, Rita. Just honored her 6th year since she passed. So Rita asks, I take the minimum withholding from my pay. I just got a raise. Do I have to worry about an under withholding penalty? Probably not. It really depends on how much you paid in taxes the year before. If you had a big capital gain, it's possible. But there's a safe harbor rule on withholding. And the safe harbor rule works like this. Rita, take a look at how much in income taxes you paid last year and how much you earned last year. If you earn less than $155,000, as long as you pay into the system this year in withholding 100% of that amount, then you're cool. You don't have to worry about an under withholding penalty. Now, you have another safe harbor, which is 90% of this year's expected liability, unless you made over $155,000 last year. Then it's 100% of this year's expected liability, and that's fine. And then there's one other trick in all of this. When you have taxes withheld from your paycheck, it is deemed to be withheld prospectively throughout the year. So in like November, December, do a quick check on your tax bill with your accountant or enrolled agent or whatever. And if you're under withheld, go to the HR people and say, take out more out of my check in November and December. Catch me up to that 100% number, and it is deemed to have been taken out prospectively. So even if you had a capital gain or something happened throughout the year, you can solve the withholding problem by going to the Human Resources Department, the payroll department, and getting them to increase the amount of money that they withhold from the check. All right, Stuart, you're always checking me up on these tax codes and all that stuff.
That's all correct. There's one other exemption if you owe less than $1,000.
Okay, well, that's you because you don't pay any taxes.
That's me.
Right? And you're not going to, even though I'm going to give you a free $10,000. Do you like that idea? I mean, seriously.
It is. It's great. A lot of people are doing it, especially here in San Diego, because of the desirability of the location.
Desirability of the location. There you go. So hopefully I made you a little extra money this year to pay for your vacation. I'm out of time. I thank you so much. If you'd like to email me, go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. And thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.